Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a night of worship. My name is Tony Burdett. I'm the choir director here at St. John's. And on behalf of the entire church, St. John's United Church of Christ Chancel Choir, and all of our musicians and guests, thank you for being here tonight. We are grateful that you have chosen to spend this evening worshiping with us through the gift of music. Scripture reminds us again and again of the power and purpose of music in the life of faith. Psalm 95 tells us, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord." Psalm 150 calls on us to praise God with voices, instruments, cymbals, and even dancing. The author writes, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Tonight's concert is our offering of praise, thanksgiving, and testimony through music. It's not to bring attention to ourselves, it's only to point in one direction, to Him, the object of our worship. Music has a unique way of reaching the heart when words alone cannot. It comforts us, strengthens us, and draws us closer to God and to one another. My prayer tonight is that this music that you will experience will encourage your spirit and remind you of God's faithfulness and love. This evening is also a benefit for our Choral Scholars Program, which helps support and encourage student musicians in their musical and spiritual growth. As you know, admission, of course, was free, but we will be collecting a freewill offering as you leave at the doors tonight. Your generosity and support are deeply appreciated and will help continue this important ministry. Would you now join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of music and for the opportunity to gather together in worship tonight. May every note sung and played bring glory to your name. Open our hearts to your presence. Fill this place with your peace and use this music to inspire, comfort, and strengthen all who hear it. Bless these musicians and bless every person gathered here tonight. We dedicate this concert to you. In Christ's name we pray, and amen. Well, it wouldn't be a night of worship if we didn't sing together corporately. So now it's your turn. Hopefully you received a program. The words to our hymn tonight are in your program. So will you stand and join us as we all sing together, "Oh, Worship the King."
Promises are true. He's everything he said that he would be. The finest words I know cannot begin to tell how much Jesus really means to me. For he conceive, he's more wonderful of glory would come to live within the heart of man.
Oh, that amazing, oh, that marvelous, Good evening. My name is Houston Tyrell, and I'm the Director of Worship and Music at Gloria Day Lutheran Church, where I also direct the Gloria Day Handbell Choir. We are very honored to be here tonight ringing the Lisa Stamm Memorial Bells. These bells were purchased by Phil and Donna Hamilton in memory and honor of David and Diana Stamm's daughter, Lisa. Though the bells have remained silent for many years, through the extraordinary generosity of both St. John's and the Stamm family, they have now been entrusted to Gloria Day to support and strengthen its growing and thriving handbell ministry. Tonight, their voices ring out once again, not only as instruments of music, but as a testimony of remembrance, faith, and hope. The ringers will perform an arrangement of the beloved hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." It was written by Horatio Spafford, a Chicago attorney who endured unimaginable loss. One summer, Spafford sent his wife and four daughters ahead of him on a voyage across the Atlantic. And during the journey, the ship sank. And though his wife survived, all four of his daughters were lost. As Spafford later traveled across the ocean near the place where he had lost his daughters, he looked out and the words came to him, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, it is well. It is well with my soul." Thank you.
Father, Son.
Praise Father, Son.
Praise Father, Son. And Holy Ghost. All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Him serve with fear, his praise foretell. Come ye before him and rejoice. Oh, enter then his gates with joy. Within his courts his praise proclaim. That thankful songs your tongues employ. Oh, bless and magnify his name.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise.
la 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 la.
We're barely
God is certainly good. And as a testament to his goodness, what Joy just sang about, if you would indulge me, I'd like to just tell you a little personal story about God's goodness to me. 7 years ago, at this time, in the summer of 2019, I was very near death, with at most just a few weeks, maybe a month or two to live. My body was slowly dying due to a genetic liver disease. I was on the liver transplant list, just waiting and waiting for that day. And thankfully, on August 3rd, 2019, my miracle came. My life was saved by a liver transplant. The surgery was successful, and I was released from the hospital in less than a week. It was amazing. And as I was home recovering about 3 weeks later, I received an envelope in the mail that contained two letters written by two little girls. Based on the handwriting, they were elementary aged. And the letters said basically the same thing. They wrote, "We are writing to let you know that you received our mommy's liver. She was a loving and caring mommy, and she lived her life to help people. And now she has helped you. She always wanted to see the Eiffel Tower in Paris. And maybe now, through you, she can." 2 years ago, I was on tour with Viva Voices core organization that I lead. We traveled to France, and I was there in Paris, and I stood in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower, and I thought of those girls. I grieved for them, for their loss of their mom, but at the same time, I was so unbelievably grateful. Isn't it just a wonderful picture of the gospel? That one lays their life down for another. It's a beautiful picture of God's grace, isn't it? John Newton was right when he called it amazing. And I can't imagine where I would be without it. Time measured out my days. Life carried me along. In my soul I yearned to follow God, but knew I'd never be so strong. I looked hard at this world to learn how heaven could be gained. Just to end where I began, where human effort is all in vain. Were it not for grace, I can tell you where I'd be, wandering down some pointless road to nowhere, with my salvation up to me, and I know how that would battles I would face, forever running but losing the race, were it not for grace.
So here is all my praise, expressed with all my heart, offered to a friend who took my place and ran a course. A course I couldn't even start. And when he saw in full just how much his love would cost, he still went the final mile between me and heaven, so I would not be lost. And I know how that would go. All the battles I would face, forever running but losing the race, were it not for but losing the race, were it not for grace.
the cross of my Savior, Ooh.
Thank you so much. I hope you leave here encouraged tonight. Thank you for being here. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Thank you so much.